York Minster, the tallest building in York by decree, standing proud over the city since it was finished in 1472. From its humble beginnings of a wooden structure for Catholic worship in 637 AD, it has become one of the greatest religious buildings ever known, with the great east window at the side of the chapel containing the largest expanse of medieval stained glass you'll find anywhere in the world. Although not as haunted as some of our previous locations, after nearly 1,500 years of standing, it does of course welcome a couple of supernatural hosts. If you look across the pews, surveying the many heads bowed in prayer, it may look like there are many people deep in their thoughts and prayers. Clergymen, laymen, and everything in between will fill the seats in revered silence. However, if you look closer, you may well find all is not what it seems. Often, with his head bowed and lips muttering, you'll see a former worker of the Minster, Dean Gale, only a paler version of his former self. For Dean died within the Minster in 1702, aged just 26. He was a dedicated disciple of the Minster, and his spirit remains settled in his favorite pew, where he can be seen listening intently to sermons, or joining in rampantly with a hymn. There have also been many stories of one supernatural naval officer who returned to the Minster for one particular person, following a deathly pact. In the 1820s, and traveling to the Minster as part of a group trip, two ladies on the tour decided to break away and slowly meander through the aisles, absorbing the breathtaking architecture and iconic sculptures. As they wandered, suddenly a man, dressed top to bottom in full naval uniform, appeared before them, and a deathly chill shunned them in their spot. Slowly he leaned in to one of the women, his mouth pressed upon her ear, and whispered, before suddenly walking off and fading into the darkness. In horror, she turned to her friend, her face pale with shock. The man, in fact, was her brother, who died at sea many years earlier whilst in the Navy. As a child, they'd made a pact together that whoever was first to die would return to the other and tell them if there really was an afterlife. This was proof now to her that he had ventured to pastures new and had returned to soothe her worries about death. Lastly, there are two more regular visitors that have been seen by workers of the Minster and members of the public alike, one being that of a man dressed head to toe in a fine Elizabethan dress, who can often be seen near the entrance, and lastly, a stone-faced monk who slowly patrols up and down the nave. Two more steps left, however, not far to travel. Follow the path round to the treasurer's house, and then lastly, Minster Yard.